Today is Friday, April 26th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It's no secret how much I love my dogs and how much I would do anything for them. And one of those things is getting them insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. And also, peace of mind for you, knowing that if something happens to your pet, something unexpected, and you get hit with a big cost for it, that you will most likely be reimbursed for much of the cost. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. The Supreme Court finally heard oral arguments yesterday on the matter of whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution as a result of being president when he tried to overturn the 2020 election, because anything a president does can be considered an official act. Donald's attorney really took the official act train for a ride and argued before the court that depending on the circumstances, assassinating a political rival could also be considered an official act. On the bright side, the Supremes did not seem to be particularly persuaded by the full blanket immunity argument, though there is a chance that they may be open to partial immunity or at least delay it for long enough by kicking the case back to the lower courts for more hearings that he is effectively immunized anyway through the election. And that is why they say that justice delayed is justice denied, literally. Defendant Donald seems to have had less luck in his criminal trial yesterday, where former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker continued his testimony about his involvement in brokering a hush money agreement with Stormy Daniels. Pecker testified that the reason the Enquirer buried the story of Donald's affair was to help his presidential campaign, and said that Trump never once mentioned that he wanted to keep it a secret from Melania. Cross-examination also began by Trump's lawyers yesterday afternoon, during which Pecker revealed that he'd spent hundreds of millions of dollars buying stories from 30 to 40 women who made accusations against celebrities such as Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, and Mark Wahlberg. So what I'm getting is that those people also did unethical things, just like the defendant at hand, and that the National Enquirer's business model went far afield of just selling magazines, if you could even call them that. President Biden issued a joint statement yesterday alongside the leaders of 17 countries whose citizens were abducted by Hamas on October 7th. The statement called on Hamas to accept the hostage and ceasefire deal that's currently on the table, which would also facilitate the delivery of significantly more humanitarian assistance to Gazans. A senior U.S. official shared that the fighting continues because the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, refuses to release the hostages and says that he is the main decision maker who has rejected the deal, as well as the architect of October 7th. The U.S. official added that, quote, justice will be done with Sinwar. A report from the Commerce Department out yesterday found that economic growth in the U.S. was much weaker than expected in the first quarter of 2024, with GDP increasing at an annualized rate of 1.6%, well below projections around 2.4%. Additionally, a key inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose at an annualized pace of 3.4% for the quarter, well above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. It's worth adding that these numbers are subject to substantial revisions, as there will be two more GDP tabulations about this period of time. I'll let you know if things improve in later analyses. I know I am on the edge of my seat. And finally for this week, we leave you with a very disheartening occurrence, which is that Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction was overturned by a New York appeals court yesterday. The state court of appeals overturned the conviction on the grounds that the trial court, quote, erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged, alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than those in the trial, which they called an abuse of judicial discretion. Aw, poor guy. Regardless, Weinstein will remain imprisoned because he was also convicted of rape in L.A., but the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has already signaled their intent to retry Weinstein, which means that his accusers could be forced to retestify on the witness stand. Which brings us back to justice delayed is justice denied. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.